I think it's equally important to highlight how the job is going to benefit others. I believe that most employees want to make a difference.
Could they actually predict later burnout or engagement a year later? And basically, the research said, yes, we could.
Well, you know, the bottom line is, as you say, the bottom line. I mean, procedural fairness is a good deal.
Hello, and welcome to Under New Management, the podcast that highlights new and notable research in organizational behavior and applied psychology that can impact your effectiveness as a leader in your organization. I'm Michael Johnson, an associate professor of organizational behavior at the Foster School of Business at the University of Washington in Seattle. In this episode, I talk with Roy Chua, an associate professor of organizational behavior and human resources at Singapore Management University. We talk about a paper that he and his colleagues published in the June 2015 issue of Administrative Science Quarterly titled "The Impact of Culture on Creativity: How Cultural Tightness and Cultural Distance Affect Global Innovation Crowdsourcing Work." Hello, Roy Chua, and welcome to the podcast.
Hi, thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great. Well, Roy, your article is really interesting, and in this article, your research examines the impact of culture on creativity. Can you tell us how you became interested in this?
In the last three decades or so, various Asian economies have taken off. First, it was Japan, and then came the four Asian tigers, and more recently, we see the rise of China. By many estimates, the global economy in the 21st century is largely going to be driven by Asia. Yet, despite this huge promise, it seems that Asia is lagging behind the West still in terms of innovation and creativity. In fact, a lot of early research that has been done on creativity tend to find that Asians are less creative than Westerners, in particular Americans. A lot of recent world-changing innovation also tend to come from the West. So I have been very curious growing up in Asia and more specifically in Singapore why this might be so. And I feel that our culture might play a role here in influencing Asians' ability to think creatively, because our societies tend to be very hierarchical, have a lot of rules and norms, and very often deviation from these rules and norms are not well tolerated. So I think this is potentially detrimental to creativity.
That's interesting. And this idea of cultural rules and norms is something that is brought up in the concept of cultural tightness that was introduced a couple of years ago and you examined in this study. Can you explain what cultural tightness is?
Well, cultural tightness is a concept that is put forth by a social psychologist by the name of Michelle Galfan a few years ago. Simply put, it refers to the extent to which a society is characterized by strong rules and norms and the extent to which the members are sanctioned and punished if they were to deviate from these rules and norms. So, for example, Singapore is a tight culture because we have many boundaries on what are considered permissible behaviors.
Okay. And what did you expect to find then in terms of the effect of cultural tightness on creativity?
I was expecting to find a general negative relationship between cultural tightness and creativity. However, in this paper, I'm not just interested in creativity in local sense. I'm interested in seeing how cultural tightness influences people's ability to innovate both within and outside their own countries. So if they are innovating outside their own countries, I also expect cultural distance between their own country and a foreign country where the innovation is to be taken place to play a role as well.
So what does that cultural distance mean?
Basically, cultural distance refers to the extent that two countries are different in terms of values, norms, and customs.
So when people are innovating in their own country, where cultural distance doesn't matter because they're in the same culture, what effect did you expect cultural tightness to have on creativity?
I think when people are innovating within their own country where there's no culture distance, culture tightness would still have an impact. It really depends on the level of culture tightness within that country. So the tighter the country, I expect that people are going to be more innovative because they are better able to understand the rules and norms within that country.
Interesting. So even in a culture that is very tight, where people are expected to follow rules and norms, that's where you'd expect to see the most creativity within that country, rather than a culture that would be very loose in terms of not punishing people for deviating from the rules and norms of the culture.
Yes, that's one of the somewhat counterintuitive hypotheses that we have.
Now let's talk about the other one, which you refer to as foreign creative tasks. Mm. So now when people are trying to innovate in a culture other than their own, so what did you expect now? We've got now two concepts, both cultural distance and cultural tightness in coming into play. So how did you expect those to affect creativity?
Yeah, so I think with this scenario, things get a little bit complicated. So the cultural tightness of the innovator's country matters. The cultural tightness of the foreign country matters. Mm-hmm. And so does the cultural distance between the two countries. So we expect there to be a kind of interaction between all these three factors.
Okay, what kind of interaction did you expect?
Right, so we expect that when you come from a loose country, a culturally loose country, you are better able to innovate in a foreign country because you grew up in a situation, in an environment that is less restrictive. You're better able to think outside the box. Right, so you're more motivated to engage in foreign and unfamiliar creative tasks.
Sure.
Conversely, if you come from a tight country, you're less likely to do that. And cultural distance moderates that in that the greater the cultural distance between your country and the other country, if you come from a tight country, you are less, even less likely to want to engage in a foreign creative task. Now, the other effect that we could potentially see is that when you're trying to innovate in a foreign country that is tight, it is very difficult because you need to know the local rules and norms. And to the extent that you are not familiar with those, it adds another layer of complexity when you try to innovate there. So for example, if you are an American business trying to innovate in China, which is very tight, it is really inherently going to be more difficult because you need to understand what's going on locally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, can you tell us about the research methods that you and your co-authors use to study this?
We are very lucky to gain access to a very interesting research site. So we are essentially looking at something called online creative outsourcing platforms. Now, this is a relatively new phenomenon. So increasingly, companies are outsourcing some of their creative work to online communities. Mm-hmm. So our research site is one such community. So for example, when a company like PepsiCo or Unilever wants to market a new product to a new market, they can come onto this platform to post their marketing and advertising tasks as creative content. So then this online community of thousands of creatives from around the world will be able to view this contest and then decide whether or not to participate in them.
Hmm.
Right. So members of the community participate in this contest by offering solutions to the challenges that is issued by the company, and the winner, meaning those that are chosen by the company to be adopted, will win a substantive cash prize. So in some cases, the prize can be as much as tens of thousands of euros.
Wow.
Right. So in our research site, the contest really focuses on marketing, advertising, and consumer product development challenges. So these are tasks that require a lot of creative thinking and good understanding of the local culture context.
How many different contests were actually in your study?
So in our study, we have close to 100 contests that were collected over a span of 2 years.
And how many people entered those contests?
Oh, we have thousands of people, right? So this community has tens of thousands of members. So any of them can enter each of these contests. In this research, I think we are able to collect data on who entered this contest and who eventually won this contest. And because the participants come from all over the world, we are able to see how the level of cultural tightness in their country influences their likelihood to enter creative contests and their likelihood of winning this contest. And because our contests are also global, it really creates a very unique context for us where we can look at both the cultural tightness of the participant country and the cultural tightness of the country in which the task is targeted at.
All right. Well, don't keep us waiting any longer. What were your results?
Essentially, we found that people who come from tight cultures are less likely than those from loose cultures to engage in and succeed at foreign creative tasks. So, for example, if you come from a tight culture like Singapore or China, you are less likely than someone from a relatively loose culture like the U.S. to embark on a creative contest outside your own country.
Mm-hmm.
Now, even if you attempt to do so, right, you're gung-ho, you attempt to do so, we found that you are less likely to win. And we found that this effect is intensified as the cultural distance between the innovator's country and the target country increases, right? So the more different the other country is, the less likely that somebody from a tech culture would attempt and be successful at a creative task.
And what about within their own countries? You also looked at that.
Yeah, so we also look at innovating within their own country. So when members of a tech culture do creative work in their own country or a culturally similar country, cultural tightness actually promotes creativity success, right? We believe that this is because people from tight culture know their local norms very well and thus very well poised to navigate the environment that come up with innovation and creative ideas that would be well received there.
So to summarize, within your own country, cultural tightness helps with creativity, but across countries on these foreign creative tasks, then cultural tightness actually harms creativity, and that becomes even worse the greater the cultural distance between countries.
Yes, that is correct.
All right, so how can organizations apply your findings?
Companies are increasingly doing business globally and therefore need to innovate or solve problems creatively on a global basis. Given our findings that people from tight countries, tight cultures are less likely to engage and succeed in unfamiliar foreign creative tasks, organizations and even entire societies and countries might be well advised to nurture looser cultural norms if they are really interested in furthering global creativity and innovation. So practically, this can be operationalized or achieved by fostering greater cultural diversity within a company, promoting tolerance of cultural normative ideas, and also facilitating creative exchanges across national boundaries. And also, our finding that people from tight cultures tend to be successful within their own cultures is also interesting because it suggests that for some organizations in tight cultures, it could make more sense to look inward for innovation rather than look outward. Now, this might sound counterintuitive, but the notion that one can improve creativity by drawing on foreign knowledge has its limitation when the culture of the intended audience is tight. So cross-cultural creativity may not work equally well for all organizations, and it behooves organizations in some countries to really think about focusing inward for their next breakthrough.
Roy, do you have any specific examples that would help us to understand this a little bit better?
Yes, indeed. We found that in a contest in Turkey that is about coming up with a new innovative idea to promote a supermarket chain in Turkey was actually won by a Turkish innovator. And this really speaks to our finding that in tight cultures such as Turkey, you really need to understand what motivates the local consumer, what are the rules, and what are some of the norms that people operate by in order to be successful in trying to come up with creative solutions for that market.
So Roy, what is the bottom line for managers?
The key takeaway I hope managers will receive from this research is that there is no doubt that culture shapes creative thinking and innovation. Now, the hardware of innovation, such as processes and infrastructures, are no doubt important, but they are not likely to be enough. So as managers think about how to innovate in a global business environment, they need to be mindful of the impact of their own culture, whether it's organizational or national, and that of the host country that they are trying to innovate in.
Great. Well, we've been talking with Roy Chua, Associate Professor at Singapore Management University. Roy, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
For links to the paper and many other resources related to the topic discussed in this episode, please visit obweb.org. That's obweb.org. OBWeb is the website of the Organizational Behavior Division of the Academy of Management. The OB division has over 6,000 members from 65 countries dedicated to advancing scholarship in the understanding of the behavior of individuals and groups in organizations. You can also find more information about the Academy of Management at aom.org. Web support for this podcast is provided by Steve Charlier.